In Iraq today, the parliament finally met for only the second time since December's national elections. On the agenda, electing the senior posts in the hope that this will finally launch the formation of a national unity government. NPR's Jamie Tarabay is in Baghdad. Jamie, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And what's happened today?
Today, so far, the National Assembly is convening in the fortified Green Zone here in Baghdad, and they're voting on a list presented by the Shiite Alliance with the names of the different leaders that they hope will assume the post of President, Prime Minister, two Vice Presidents, Speaker of Parliament, and his two deputies.
Mm-hmm. And remind us, what has taken them just so long to get there?
One person, really, Ibrahim al-Jafari. He's the interim prime minister, and he was re-elected by the winning Shiite Alliance, which, as the majority, has the right to choose who it wants as the prime minister. But the choice was extremely unpopular with the Sunni and Kurdish groups, and for weeks, Jafari they appealed to him to step aside, and he refused to. Mm-hmm. And it was only on Thursday this week that he actually came out and said, well, if the alliance wants me to step aside, I'll do it in the interest of national unity. And less than 24 hours after he made that announcement, the alliance nominated Jawad al-Maliki as his replacement.
And what can you tell us about Mr. al-Maliki? He's described to us in all the accounts as a close ally of the previous prime minister, but on the other hand, where are there differences? Why is he acceptable in some quarters?
You're right. He's from Dawa. He's from the same Shiite political group that Jafari's from. But he's also been very active in the political talks right from the very beginning. He was part of the drafting committee for the interim constitution. And the Kurdish and the Sunni leaders that I've spoken to say that he's a bit more open-minded. They're able to talk to him. Mm-hmm. He's very savvy. But I also understand that he's actually a bit more hardline than Jafari. He's mm-hmm. very tough. You know, he opposes federalism, and he supported the push to rout out members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party from the government. Mm-hmm. He also seems to have a much stronger support base within the alliance than Jafari did.
Mm-hmm. But just in, I guess at the personal level, he is considered to be somewhat more amenable by some Sunni and Kurdish leaders.
You know, one Kurdish official last night told me that anyone was better than Jafari. So,
well,
you know, at this point, they're ready to move forward.
Help us understand what happens from here, Jamie.
Well, Maliki will have a month to form a cabinet, and some of the Shiite alliance leaders have said today that they think it's only going to take 2 weeks to put this together. But given how long it's taken them to work out the senior posts, I really don't think that's likely. I think there's going to be a lot of heated debate over who's going to get the major ministries, especially interior, defense, and oil. The Sunnis and the Kurds want someone who isn't tied to a militia to have the interior ministry, which has been accused of running death squads and rounding up Sunnis and killing them. But the Shiites, you know, they say they understand, but they also say it's a red line. So, you know, with much of what happens here, we're going to have to wait and see.
NPR's Jamie Tarabay speaking with us from Baghdad. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.